Hey everyone, Sam here, and today we have a little bit of a different episode. If you have been following along with us and you're on our email list, you know that last week I led a free live training called The Six Foundations for Spacious Business Growth, and it was on how to use magical and mundane systems to boost your revenue and clear your schedule so you can channel your best ideas and actually have a life outside of business. So for this week's episode on business as a magical practice, I wanted to share a juicy little nugget from the replay. And this is specifically on automating your impact. So how can you build out an automated system for delivering amazing results to your clients? So tune in now for that excerpt from the training. And if you want to access the full 2-hour training, then head on over to thedirtyalchemy.com/apply. It'll take you to an application page for the Alchemical Business Accelerator. And once you submit your application, I'll review it and evaluate whether the full effortless expansion method is a good fit for you, which is the full rundown that's within the training. And if it's a yes, I'll send you all the details and everything you need to get started, including a replay of the Spacious Business Growth training if you're ready. So head on over there, thedirtyalchemy.com/apply. And in the meantime, here is how to automate your impact.
Moving on to foundation 2, which is automating your impact. And you can see in this lovely little diagram, the roots and the trunk is now colored in. Most online marketing courses or business courses, even in the self-help space, focus on growth. I mean, the name of this training, Spacious Business Growth, right? So sales, launches, email lists, even Instagram followers, it's all about growing those numbers. And growth is important, absolutely, but it isn't the full picture. So think of a massive oak tree with its branches stretching high into the sky and all of its leaves in full glory, bringing in sunlight. It looks like everything is happening above the surface, but the exact same amount of mass that you see above the soil is also growing underground simultaneously in the root system. Okay, so look at this for trees of actual, you'll see this with actual trees. It almost looks like a tree underground. The same amount of mass underground in the root system is equal to the mass above ground and what we see with our actual eyes with the tree. Likewise, trying to grow a tree in a pot that's too small for it will leave it stunted because the root system isn't big enough to support full growth. I mean, look at bonsai trees and their tiny little containers. So if you want to grow your business, you need to make sure that you're putting as much energy into building a scalable foundation as you are focusing on growth. So that's the root system underground. So in this second foundation, automating your impact is about building a root system for your business so you can grow your business into an enormous root tree, oak tree, instead of a stunted bonsai. So automating your delivery and operations allows you to create consistent, amazing results for your clients, which is an amazing client experience, while getting your time back. And a lot of business owners I know, they have this hesitation for automating a lot of their business or systematizing a lot of their business because they're afraid their clients, their business will start feeling sterile. Like their unique energy isn't directly infused into every element of the business, but there actually is a way to make it so each element of your delivery of delivering your client's results is systematized. So you get your time back, but also you're in it. And when you systematize it, it looks like your client's more consistently getting great results. And you actually automatically asking for testimonials and getting amazing testimonials and all the things that we often put off when we're super busy because we're doing all of the things in our business. So how to automate your impact? The first step of this is claiming your 10-year vision. This is so important. I have seen so many clients start and just people on the internet start online courses or put out different services without their 10-year vision for themselves and their business in place. And then a few months later or a year later, you never see that program or service again because it was never aligned with their ultimate vision. But if right now, like this is homework for you, okay? Write this down in your journal you have in front of you. Like, go and write down, where do I see myself in 10 years? What do I want to be known for 10 years from now? Like, if I could see myself on the front of a magazine and I like, Febzetz is the first person to blah, 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 or Ann Scott is changing her industry by blah, blah, blah. Like, what does that say? How are you changing the world? How is what you're doing with your business revolutionary and changing the world? When you tune into that and start taking action in your business to calibrate your entire root system and trunk of your tree to be that way, not only will that 10-year vision happen faster because you're intentionally taking steps directly towards it, but everything you do now won't just be irrelevant 1 year from now. Because I mean, as a Virgo, it is so upsetting to me when I see people who do a program out of like a creative inspiration or on a whim, and they just get rid of it after one go around. It was kind of a waste of time. Where when you actually create programs that you're going to launch again and give again over and over and over again, you can actually build a reputation for. You're actually building up energy instead of like throwing energy down the drain. So step one, claim your 10-year vision. The step two for how to automate your impact is start with your core product and signature process. Again, this is really about focusing in, honing in. Because I mean, I'm going to be talking about trees and forests this entire presentation, you guys. So if you can imagine one of your services or one of your programs as one tree, you have to grow that one tree. You have to, like, that tree has to put all of it. It has to like take in the sunlight, create its leaves and its flowers and its fruit and grow its trunk, grow its root system. And imagine that as just like one of your programs or services. And then each of the other trees in your forest are different programs or services or affiliate offerings or whatever. But you just focusing your energy as this little gardener who's supporting the growth of your tree, you focusing on your core product or your signature process will make it so that initial tree can grow so much faster. If instead you're trying to like divide your energy between a bunch of different products and services and market a bunch of them at one time, you will slow your growth. It is just so much easier to unify your will, build a reputation around one thing. Okay, our third piece is streamlining your clients' success. So this is directly after step two, because really, when you get clear on what your core product is, what transformation you're providing your customer or client through your service, through your product, through whatever it is, and you actually thinking with your brilliant, brilliant brain on how to get them their results faster, how to get their results easier, how to get their results more effortlessly, you're going to have happier customers. You're going to get more, less refund requests. You're going to get more testimonials. So step three is really like, we do want to streamline our processes. So that's why really focusing on one at a time is a great idea. The fourth step with this is digitally cloning yourself. How fun does that sound? Because we work in the online space, we're actually able to take out the brilliance in our brain and store it into intellectual property within our business. So that can look like membership portals. It can look like books. It can look like podcasts. It can look like onboarding material. But you actually doing the work, once you're clear on, once you're focusing on a specific product or service and you are streamlining your process, then you actually taking as much as you can out of your team, out of your brain, and putting it into a digital format that a client can interact with on a scalable level, and you don't have to be there, or you only have to be 10% there or be there for 10% of it, it makes it so you can actually automate your impact. And then the fifth step of this is designing your unique business model. And this is definitely, if you have been following other people's formulas, then this should really excite you, because there are a gazillion different ways to do business. There's a million different ways to change people's lives and deliver your amazing transformation to your clients. And you get to do it your way. As this planter and this gardener of the forest that is your business, you get to grow it exactly how you want to. So it doesn't have to be just online courses. It does not just have to be an agency. It does not have to be what's the word I'm looking for? Like a broadcast network where you're selling a bunch of other people's products and you're creating this big network of information. You get to take in as much as you want and build it directly related to your own human design, directly related to your energy style, directly related to the type of team that you want to have. So actually designing your unique business model will allow you to automate your impact even better. So what this looks like is we had one of our clients come into our world a couple years ago, and within a couple months, she was able to, like, she was already really great at making money. She was excellent at sales. So she had a lot of clients coming in, but it was like a bonsai tree where she was doing it all herself. She had no team. She had, she was working one-on-one with a bunch of people. So within our time together, she was able to digitally clone herself by creating a membership portal. She was able to hire someone who became her, what she called her second brain. And it made it so that she could take an entire month off before a $250,000 launch of her program. That's not normal. Like, a month off before a program launch is not normal. So this also looks like, you can see the other little image here of monthly revenue. We had a client who came in with all of this excitement around having a Patreon membership. She had this vision for, in her industry, it was really common to do Patreon memberships, which is a way for people to pay you on a specific platform for a service. And if at scale, if you have this massive audience of people who want to give you money already and who are already following you, Patreon can totally work. Memberships can totally work. But she didn't have the audience yet to actually fund it for, like, this really low price thing. So within working together, we identified a much more transformative signature offer for her, working with clients. And it went from spending hours every month to make like a couple hundred dollars to spending hours every month, so like the same amount of time, to make multiple thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars from this one offer. And all that took was recalibrating what the signature offer was. Same person, same business, same audience, but it was about actually recalibrating that signature offer. Okay, so number one mistake I see with the second foundation is designing offers on a whim versus aligning with your larger vision for your business. I already kind of went on a rant around this, but that's your homework. Remember to write it down. What do you want to be known for 10 years from now? So, I mean, I'm probably going to be adding multiple mistakes for every one of these because I can't help it. Launching a billion offers at once, or a bunch of services, a bunch of products, a bunch of things all at once in your business, because you don't want to spend the time nailing one offer. You get bored of it, or you're afraid something didn't go quite right in your launch of it, or people aren't buying as quickly or in the capacity you want them to yet. And instead of taking the time to make this better, you just decide to launch a bunch of them. And we kind of talked about that with like trying to like grow a bunch of saplings at once versus focusing your energy on growing the one tree quickly.
Okay, guys, how good was that? I had so much fun giving the Spacious Growth training over this last weekend. And if you want to access that 2-hour training for free, all you have to do is go to thedirtyalchemy.com/apply. That'll be an application page to get more information on the Alchemical Business Accelerator. And if it's a yes, I'll send you all the details, including the full replay of the Spacious Business Growth Training. So see you there. That URL again is thedirtyalchemy.com/apply. See you next week.